Well, two groups with the environment at the top of mind in Shoal Harbor have combined forces to make the trails and scenery better for the public. The Shoal Harbor Valley Cooperative and Friends of Shoal Harbor River Conservation Group, they want to protect the local species, help people appreciate nature, and engage in the environment. Spokesperson Harvey Locke had a chat with VOCM's Victoria Batcock.
Last year, we started developing a trail system in around an area in Shoal Harbor, in Shoal Harbor Valley. And we developed a trail system around a pond, and we developed a sliding hill, and we developed some trails in behind. And our focus basically is to provide a way for people to get outdoors, engage in the environment, and help people appreciate nature and a little bit of conservation in a general sense. And as it happens, of course, Friends of Shoal Harbor River folks are very much into conservation too. So there's if you look at the two circles there, there's an overlap of the term conservation. We're both interested, and we both have a mandate there. So we figured conservation of the forest and conservation of the watershed area is good for the fish. Having people in around the river in an active sort of way is good for civilized, I suppose, and along the river, helping deter poaching and environmental monitoring and things like that. So we have this overlap, and because we have this overlap, we figured that we'd get together and share resources. And so right now, last week we met in an open air sort of thing because of COVID and all that. We had a little open air meeting with some representatives from both groups, and we decided to integrate the two groups. And right now we have a slate of officers and all that, but we haven't really been able to get together and look at any how we're going to approach our mandates here. So,
and how many members do you have?
With our new organization, we have, I think, something like 10 or 12 members per se. But in reality is that a lot of people have contributed an awful lot to development of the trails sort of thing. So we have people, it's a very much a community thing, that we have people from the community in doing the trail stuff and doing the development of the sliding hill and all that. Volunteer service, community effort, community engagement. So it's hard to say how many people we got, to be honest about it, because they come and go. Like, we don't have that end of it. We don't have official members per se. Like today, for example, we got a call out to come and help us with developing our pump track, for example, because we decided that we'd develop a pump track to enable cyclists of all ages to develop their skills and hone their skills, and our little area right there seems like a good spot to do it. So hopefully we'll get enough people up there to help us get this thing done. Even before COVID-19, this past winter we saw an awful lot of young families and the like out enjoying the sliding hill that we created in there and snowshoeing and things like that. So I think generally people are starting to appreciate what we really have in this province, and I think people are starting to appreciate nature, which is one of our big interests, to help people see nature and appreciate it as we have it right now.